Winnie and Wilbur, The Monster Mystery. Written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul. Remember to turn the page when you hear this sound. Winnie the Witch and her big black cat Wilbur lived in a black house in the forest. They had lived there for years and years and years. When Winnie and Wilbur first moved in, it was quite a small forest. But the trees grew and grew until they almost covered the house.
"We should trim some of these trees, Wilbur,"
Winnie would say.
"They make the house and garden so dark."
But she never did. There were birds and squirrels and foxes and rabbits living in the forest. In fact, anything could have been living in the forest. It was so thick and dark. One morning, Winnie noticed big footprints in the garden.
"I wonder who made those footprints, Wilbur,"
Winnie said.
"Perhaps we should go and have a look."
It could be a big hairy monster, thought Wilbur. He didn't want to go into the forest and look. But Winnie had started to walk into the forest, so Wilbur ran after her. Winnie was not enjoying the walk. Brambles caught in her clothes and hair. A sharp branch poked her nose. And she tripped over a tree root and fell into a prickle bush.
"Blithering broomsticks!"
shouted Winnie.
"We'll never see anything hiding in here."
Then Winnie had a good idea.
"I know what we'll do, Wilbur,"
she said.
"We'll fly over the forest and look down."
Winnie jumped onto her broomstick. Wilbur jumped onto her shoulder. And they zoomed up into the air. But the forest was so thick and dark, they couldn't see through the trees.
"Can you see anything, Wilbur?"
asked Winnie. Wilbur leaned over to have a look and slipped off Winnie's shoulder. He bounced from branch to branch and then landed on something soft and hairy. A big, hairy monster. "Meow, meow," cried Wilbur. He was frightened. There were big, hairy monsters all around him. They patted Wilbur and picked the leaves and prickles out of his fur. Then they gently put him down on the ground. In between their tiny feet. They were big, friendly, hairy monsters with tiny feet. So they weren't leaving those big footprints in the garden. Winnie flew round and round the forest. She was worried about Wilbur. Where was he? She had to find him. But how? Then she had a very good idea. She landed her broomstick on the far edge of the forest, waved her magic wand, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And there was a path winding through the forest. and another path, and another path.
Wilbur!
Called Winnie.
Where are you, Wilbur? Wilbur!
Wilbur heard her. So did the monsters. They crept back into the trees. Wilbur ran to meet Winnie. She was delighted to see him.
I've been so worried, Wilbur,
said Winnie.
Let's go home.
Purr, 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 said Wilbur. Winnie waved her magic wand, shouted,
Abracadabra!
And the paths disappeared.
That's better,
Winnie said.
But it's a pity the forest is making our house so dark. I'd like the sun to shine in.
Then Winnie had an excellent idea. She waved her magic wand, shouted,
Abracadabra!
And Winnie's house and garden moved out of the forest and into the sunshine. The next morning, Winnie put on her big gardening boots and went out to get a pumpkin for her pumpkin soup. At lunchtime, while Winnie and Wilbur were having their pumpkin soup, Winnie saw big footprints going right across the grass.
There they are again, Wilbur,
Winnie said.
I don't suppose we'll ever find out who's been making those footprints.
Meow, said Wilbur. He knew exactly who was making those footprints.